In one of the first major new laws brought in by the Scottish Government since the independence referendum, retailers are now required to charge customers a minimum of 5p for each single-use carrier bag that they require. Scottish consumers currently use around 750 million plastic bags a year, and the new charge aims to change that. But is it working? Since the charge came into force on the 20th of October, there has been mixed reactions. Some have criticised the new law for not having exemptions for bags made from less environmentally harmful materials, such as paper and biodegradable plastic. However, many believe it is essential to curb climate change. Kelly Rice from Fourth Environment Link, a Stirling-based charity, told us that she hopes the new charge will encourage consumers to invest in cotton and jute bags, which may initially cost more, but can be reused over a span of years. She believes this is important, as plastic bags can take up to 200 years to decompose, whereas biodegradable bags often only take months. She also hopes the new charge will raise a lot of money for deserving charities. This new law also affects a huge number of people in their work lives. The retail industry is one of the biggest employers of people aged 16 to 25 in Scotland. According to the British Retail Consortium, nearly 1 million young people across the UK work in the retail sector. So how does this new charge affect all these workers? Kirsty Graham spoke to the store manager of a branch of a major high street fashion chain to find out more.
How easy have you found it to enforce the new carrier bag charge within your store? And have you found any difficulties amongst customers?
I think in terms of the staff, it has been relatively easy. It's just been a further thing that they've had to say as they're serving customers on the till. I think that most customers have been aware of the carrier bag charge coming in, so it hasn't really came as a shock to them. However, there has been maybe a rare occasion where we've had a bit of upset, you could say, from the customers. They've maybe not been happy that they've been paying maybe £40 for an item and then they've been charged an extra however much for their carrier bag. On the whole, I would say that we have managed to enforce it quite well.
So have any procedures been changed in terms of security now that potentially customers will have items from your store in their bags?
From up top, I wouldn't really say that there has been any major procedures changed. However, as a store manager, I would say that I do try and instill that into all the girls before their shift, especially with it coming up to Christmas now. It's our busiest time of year, and often, unfortunately, it's when the most instance of shoplifting does occur. So more than ever, we will need to make sure that everybody, especially bringing in Christmas temps, everybody knows about the extra importance this Christmas of security.
Are your customers willing to pay the extra 5p for the bags, or do you find that they're generally coming prepared with their own bags?
I think it's actually quite a divide in the generation. The younger sort of target audience that we've got are maybe teenage girls, sort of between about 16 to maybe 25, and I think that in that case they're usually more than willing, in fact, to take a carrier bag. In terms of the perhaps older generation, quite a lot of them usually do have a bag for life in their handbag anyway. So I think that they have just been using their own carrier bag. But on the whole, I would say that most customers are usually all right about taking a carrier bag.
Customers are also being affected by the new law. We asked some people what they thought of the charge and how it was affecting their everyday lives.
Well, it doesn't really affect me because I carry my bags with me, but I think it's not a very good idea because people haven't got money to spend the 5p on bags every time they go shopping.
I personally agree with the bag charge. This is due to the fact that it reminds me constantly about the environmental issues that we're facing, and it's a great way to start dealing with that.
It's a good idea, but it's annoying if you want to go and buy something with a £20 note and it's £20 and you just don't have the extra 5p.
I don't agree at all with the plastic bag charge. For a start, I always forget to take bags with me when I go to the supermarket, and I also resent carrying bags that I've paid for in a supermarket that advertise that supermarket. If they're going to charge me for a bag, then it should at least be a plain plastic bag.
I think the new plastic bag charge is a great idea, as it stops people being wasteful with the amount of bags that they use, and as long as the 5p are going to the charities and getting used appropriately, I'm all for it.
Only 2 weeks after the charge came into force, it is clear that it has caused a lot of discussion and debate. Since the plastic bag levy was brought in Ireland in 2002, it is estimated that their usage has dropped by 90%. Although it's too early to say, it is hoped that this new charge will have a similar effect here in Scotland. As concern for the environment grows, many people will be anxious to see what the long-term effects of the law will be.